Williams, is this kind of an example of what this team's been capable of all year? Just maybe a break here and a break there. You showed so much resiliency all the way through. And
you know what this is a perfect example of? When you win, everything is good. When you lose, it's always a problem, you know? So this is a perfect example of that, you know? We were very resilient today. Hats off to Coach Cutter for setting that tone. Hats off for the defense, special teams, all the coaches, and our offense for finishing up. It was great. It was a great day.
Davis, can you walk us through the last play? I understand the play was supposed to be to your left, and you end up going to the right deep.
Man, it's by the grace of God. Trusted Chris Godwin. He made a play for us, and he deserved it, man. He's been working his tail off, staying consistent, and he came through in the clutch.
What did you see from the snap of the ball on?
I seen one-on-one with Chris Godwin. We had a chance to end the game right there, and so I went for it. Like I said, by the grace of God, Chris Godwin caught that thing, touchdown, Tampa Bay. We still had to kick the ball off. Whew. But we won. That's all that matters.
How good a player can he be?
He's going to be an amazing player. He's going to be an amazing player. His work ethic, his passion for the game, and he's just an amazing guy, man. And he's a young rookie. And he seems like a seasoned vet in that locker room, man. So I'm so proud of him and what he's done for this team.
Javis, 4th and 10 at the 5. What did you say in the huddle before that play? Besides calling out the play,
Coach Cutter always tells us we only need one. You know, you're going to imagine my head like the first three incompletions. I'm just like. We just need one, guys. We just need one cam break coming through in the clutch, and we got it. Got to start it.
Davis, on that play, is it an option route for him?
For Cam,
yeah. And against his own?
Yeah, we want to sail the seam, and he just breaks it off. Yeah, so that's his specialty.
Were you supposed to go to another – was Chris Godwin your second or third read on that touchdown play?
I just played matchups. We could have – you know, I could have threw it to Adam or threw it to Mike and – we could have went for the field goal, but we had enough time on the clock. It was a must situation. Coach Cutter said, hey, it's either got to be out of bounds or a completion, so we get out of bounds, or an incompletion, you know, so we can give ourselves another side. We had a chance at 2 more plays to get us out of bounds. And took the shot. And like I said, by the grace of God, we scored. Touchdown.
Happy New Year.
Let's end this thing with a win, baby.
Jameis, we felt your emotion the last couple weeks, close games. How nice is it to end a season like this, and how important is it to have the lasting impression lead you into the offseason?
You know, what was so great about this game was, I played terrible. You know, it wasn't my best game. And just seeing the guys just lifting me up on the sidelines, Jameis, we got your back. And I kept telling them, like, hey, I got you too. I got you. I got you. And I kept throwing picks, you know, but they had faith in me, and we end up finishing strong.
Jason Light went to Dirk Cutter on Friday and told him he'll be back for next season. How important is that to you? What does that mean to you to have him?
Man, I was sitting on my couch, and I seen the scroll across, and thank God for DVR, DirecTV. Because I rewind that thing back, I was like, yes. And I tried to call him like 3 times, and I asked him, I said, man, is your phone broke? You changed your number on me? Now that you're back? But, man, I'm happy. I'm happy that he truly deserves that. And you can just see this locker room, how we kept fighting for him, man. And our coach comes to work every single day, and he's so consistent. His message is always the same. And he expects a lot from us, and he holds us accountable. And today, we held up to what he's holding us up to, man. And as you can see the joy in this room right now, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
As one of the leaders of this team, did you lead any kind of effort in the last few weeks to say, hey, this man's job may be on the line, we need him back, let's play for this man?
Yeah, after Carolina game, you know, coach after Carolina game, coach gave us no the second one,
okay.
The last one, coach said, you know, if you guys play like that next year. No matter who's here, you're going to do good. And I broke it down and said, man, I'm tired of our coach giving us subliminal messages. Like, this is our coach. And I was like, let's go out there and get a win for him, you know. And we got it, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's all that matter.
Do you think that effort this last month saved his job?
No, I think Coach Cutter is just a great coach, you know what I'm saying? I think we just had to change things as a team, and we showed a lot of people that we should have faith in Dirk Cutter because we can play good football. But like I said, we just had a bunch of unfortunate things happen.
With this offense, does it? You put a lot of points. I mean, a lot of yards up. You move the chains. overall, a hard time finishing in the end zone. Do you believe in this system? And with Dirk coming back, it looks like you'd be the same system, maybe with some
absolutely. Coach? Man, let me tell you something. We healthy, we can beat the heck out of anybody. You know, when we're healthy, you know, when all of us is healthy. And that's tough being in the NFL in particular. But, you know, we trust in this offense. This offense works. You know, we run the football and we throw the football. We run play action and we do some nakeds, man. So a bunch of other teams do that too. You know, so we just got to execute it better than the opposing team, and anything is possible.
Jameis, a lot of fans will look at the record, and we already see it and hear it, that, you know, why is Coach Cutter coming back? If this is what they have, what would you tell those fans?
You know, that's not their job to question our coach. You know, that's why I tell them, and we believe in him. And as our fans, if we believe in him, y'all should believe in him too. You know, because we out there busting our tail for them, you know. So hopefully they can trust us, and we got to prove it. You know what I'm saying? We got to go out there and ball for our coach. But I'm pretty sure, actually, I guarantee you that no man in their locker room wouldn't lay his life on the line for Dirk Cutter.
Was it a point of emphasis for you today to get the ball to a couple of receivers that needed to hit some personal?
No, man. That's what messed me up. I was trying to throw the ball to Mike Evans the whole game. You know, and that kind of threw me off my game. I wanted him to get that record. Luckily, he got about 1 point. I mean, 1 yard. So, I accomplished what I wanted to do. I didn't go out there. I didn't want to throw 3 interceptions. But I also didn't think we was going to have a 95-yard drive either. So, hey, like I said, God is good, man. That's all that matters. We got to win, right?
As well. Will you pass Dan Marino for the most touchdowns thrown for a player before his 24th birthday? That had to be pretty cool, too, and the fact that you got it on the same drive that Mike got his record.
Hey, man, by the grace of God, Jenna, I mean, I just want y'all, if y'all watch film, I want y'all to go back and look at that game and see how up and down that game was for me. And just imagine the look. And Mike, you know, we out there, we got a chance to break records and do this amazing thing. But at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about this team. You know, it's about every other man in that locker room. And shoot, we were humble. We were like, man, we can't do it by ourselves. You know, and we got it by 1 yard. You know, so that's football. I wasn't done. That's football. You know, so it was beautiful.
James, on your last throw, how good a throw by you was it?
I think anytime you give receivers a chance in this league, you know, it's their job to go and get that ball. And like I said, I give that credit to Chris Godwin, man. And I'm going to say it again, it was by the grace of God, man. Because, like, you just can't imagine. Like, I wish somebody took a video of the coaches on the sideline because I know I can hear them. They were saying, no! But we scored, so that's how coaches are. You know what I'm saying? Coaches coach, players play. All right, y'all. Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.